Begin the current daven sechs zivames daven nun beis. Begin on the bottom line of daf nun alvam beis, where the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah, which opened up this parag pergamum gamliel. The Mishnah daf nun had a machlekes between gamliel and the chachamim if yesh maimer acha maimer or yesh get acha get, which means to say if let's say there's one yavam with two yavames and he gives one a get and then he gives the other one a get. Question is there any halachic relevance to that second get, which would then make him forbidden on her relatives? And similarly, if there's two yavams with one yavama, the second yavam giving the get, would that have a halachic relevance? Now that's a machlekes on the chachamim if yesh get acha get or yesh maim acha maim. Now after the Mishnah quoted that machlekes, it said ketzat. How so? What would be the case? So that the Mishnah says aser maimer v'chulu. If let's say one made a maimer and then gave a get. Now that the Gemara continues on top of nun beis and alf, where the Gemara asks, Hai get acher get hu? Is that a case of having one get and then another get? In other words, the Mishnah opened up by saying, Gamliel says, not, you can't have a get acher get. Chacham oimim, yes, get acher get, there could be. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, case, that how so? And what does it say? It says a totally different case. It says you did a mimer and then you did a get, and it says all these different computations and calculations, anything but the actual case of get acher get. Rather, it opens up with a get acher mimer. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Ketzat? So that Amar Yehuda says, Hachakami, you're right. What the Mishnah should be read is as follows. The Mishnah opens up with get achar get, umayim achar maimer, kida amar, like we explained in the Brisa in the previous daf, where the Brisa said, Ketzat Amar Gamliel. What was this case when Gamliel says that in get achar get or in maim achar maimer, with a chacham hold that it could be? Now, as Rashi explains, the Mishnah doesn't explain what those cases would be of get acher get or maim acher maimer. That's explained actually in the Braisa. Then the Mishnah continues when they ask Ketzad, actually talking about a different question. Yavam echad v'yavama achas Ketzad hatarasan. When you have one Yavam and one Yavama, what would be how it would unfold based on the different computations of, just like we opened up with the machlokes of, can you do one thing after another thing? Would it be chal if you give a get to one and then a get to the other one? That we won't explain what their case is. That actually the Braisa elaborates and elucidates that case. But then we're asking in general, when you have one Yavam, another Yavama, if you open up with one of the four variables, whether it be Maimer, Chalitza, Yibum, or Get, which of these are four different things that could be Chal on some level in the Yavama, if you did one and then you did the three other ones after that, what would be the Halacha? That's what the Mishnah opens up a whole new to discussion. But it's not actually explaining when it says Ketzad regarding the first Machlekes of Maimacha Maimer and Gerach Get. Now, on that, the Mishnah said, Oser Maimer, be Yavimte, benos laget, which that was the opening case. If you did a Maimer in the Yavama, one Yavam, one Yavama, and then after you gave her a Maimer, which that's a rabbinic kedushin working towards Yibum, you then gave her a get, which that's the beginning of rejecting that relationship. And that is what the Mishnah said, Tzrichem and Chalitza, that you need to have Chalitza again, and then the Mishnah continues throughout the Mishnah on Talmud Beis. But what's the halacha with one Yavam and another Yavama? Again, based on these different calculations, but again, it's not coming to explain regarding get acher get or maim acher maim. Now, one of the cases that the Mishnah had said was asa maimer ubal. So one of the variables, the first thing you did was maimer, and then you had bia, which was cohabitation, then harizu kemitzvasa. So that's actually like the fulfillment. It's not a negation or rejection of Maimer. It actually takes, it's the next step on the ladder. Maimer is Kedushin, and Yibam is like the Nisuin. Now, that the Gemara wants to say, Leim Sayeli Ravuna. Let's say that this case of the Mishnah actually supports the Amoraic statement of Ravuna. Dam Ravuna, because Ravuna said, Mitzvah Yavama, the Mitzvah of Yavama, the process that it should take is Mekadosh V'Achkach Bayel. That you should first have her engaged with Kedushin, which is what Maimer is, and then do Bia. You shouldn't go ahead straight, although the Torah says that you should do Yibim, which is Bia, you shouldn't go straight there. First Kedushin and then Bia, as you see, that's Kemitzvasa, that you first do Maimer and then Nubal. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. Ema Avzei Kemitzvasa. What the Mishnah means when it says that's Kemitzvasa means this is also included in a correct format in getting Yibum, but it's not that you have to do that. You could go straight to Yibum. Maimer is not necessarily a necessary step to get to Yibum. And the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then Peshitta. Well, obviously, that wouldn't be a rejection of Yibum. It's a step closer. So what would it mean when it says Arizu Kemitzvasa? Obviously. I think Gemara says, no, that's actually not so obvious, even if we're saying that this is also Kemitzvasa. In other words, according to everyone, it makes sense. It's telling you that this is the way it should be done. But the way we're saying that it's also, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says there's a chiddush there because we would have thought to say Kivin to Amamar, since it's, and this discussion was mentioned on Daf Chavtes Mabez, in Perek Dalet Achim, where the discussion said that Ha'isa Maimer B'Yavimta, if someone gives a Maimer to his Yavama, what actually happens is Parche Emen Zikis Yavmin. You lose the bond of Yibum, which Yibum is a unique thing where from Shemayim, there's a creation of a bond over here where you just consummate that with Bia, with cohabitation. When you go ahead and do Maimer, which is unnecessary, at least according to this opinion we're going with, Av Zekim Mitzvasai, so you're removing the bond of Yibum, V'chal Lav Zikis Erisim and Nisun, you're creating a different bond. By doing Maimer, you're going along the Kedushin route, which that's the route that works with a regular woman. So you then enter the realm of being betrothed, and then you go ahead and go to Nisuin, which is full-fledged marriage. So Ema, then maybe I would say, and this is what the Mishnah is forewarning, Lav Mitzvah Kavid, you're not doing the Mitzvah Yibam. Mitzvah Yibam is only when you do Bia after heaven says she's a Yavama, and you're consummating that Zika. That's Mitzvah Yibam. But if you do Maimer, you then are taking a different circuit to get to that relationship, moving along the Kedushin Nisuin route, which is not the bond of the Yibum. So maybe then I would say that you're not fulfilling the full-fledged Mitzvah Yibum. Kamashmalon, that's what Mishnah's teaching is that no, although the modality that you're using is one of Kedushin Nisuin, you're still fulfilling the Mitzvah Yibum, and that's why it's Av Zeikim Mitzvasa. But it's not a right, Rav Huna. Now, once the Gemara introduced this opinion of Rav Huna, based on seemingly a proof from our Mishnah, the Gemara quotes at Gufa, Rav Huna says, Mitzvah Yavim, the Mitzvah of Yibum, is Mekadosh V'Achkach Bal. His opinion is that, no, the appropriate way is first you do Kedushin, and then you do Bia. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah, according to him, was teaching, that Harezu commits also. That's the appropriate way of doing it, Maimer then Bia, not straight to Bia. But V'imbov, Asa Maimer Kana. If you first did Bia, and then later on you did Maimer, well, then you will be Kainah Haraz Yavam, which the Gemara asks, V'imbov, Asa Maimer Pshita. What do you mean? If you first did Bia, and then you did Maimer, of course she's going to be Kainahar as Yavama, Darkani Babia. What does the later Maimer have anything to do with anything? You already acquire her, as the Torah tells you, Yavama with Bia. So Gemara says, no, Elaema, rather what we meant to say was, Imba Beloy Maimer Kana. You're right, the later Maimer will not have any effect once you did Bia. It means to say that if you went not with Kedushin, not with Maimer and then Bia, you went straight to Bia, that it will affect on a halachic level as a to be for her to be your full-fledged wife through the mitzvah of Yibam, although again Rav Huna said that's not appropriate, that you should first go ahead with Kedushin, meaning Maimer, and then with Bia. Now that Gemara asks, how can you say that? But Vatanya Loika, we actually learned the Bryce that says that you're going to get Malkus if you do Bia without Kedushin firsthand. Now Malkus generally is 40 lashes, that's a biblical halacha. So obviously we see that biblically, the woman that he's taking as Yavama, if he's going straight to Bia, without Kedushin Maimer beforehand, that he's not being Kainar. That's why he's getting Malkus. It's obviously a violation that you're prohibiting. Now how could you say that you're Kainar? Now that the Gemara answers that this, that it says in the Brayse, you get Malkus, is not the lashes of the 40 lashes of the Torah. Rather, it's what's known as Makas Mardis, which are lashes of discipline, which are Midrabanan, and it's only rabbinic halacha, where because the person is acting in a frivolous type of a way, meaning because he's doing, as the Gemara will shortly illustrate, some of this type of a pretzis. So although, yes, biblically he will be kainah, as the Torah says, all is necessary is Yibam. So since biblically you're kainah, that's what we had said, that involve us without Maimri, that you're going to be kainah. But still the Bryce says you're going to get lashes rabbinically because what you're doing is inappropriate. As the Gemara says, derav mangit, Rav would give Makas Mardis, which are these rabbinical lashes, for the following eight types of situations. One of them being the case we're talking about. Man, the Mekadosh B'Bia, someone that does Kedushin with Bia, although that is a valid kinyan in a woman to make Kedushin with Bia, with cohabitation, but that's a pretzis, it's something that's inappropriate, and therefore someone that did that, rabbinically, Rav would give Malkus, again, same like we saw in the Brisa and Bol, without Maimer, although of course you're kind of has Yavama, but it's inappropriate, it's a pretzis, and therefore they would give rabbinic lashes. Second one was, Uman the Mekadosh B'Shuka, someone that would do Kedushin out in the open in the street, that's obviously not with Bia, but even if someone gives a ring, someone gives money for Kedushin, it's a lowly type of an act, it's inappropriate that Kedushin, which is a holy, sanctified type of thing, should be out in the streets. Third type of case that they would give rabbinic lashes was someone that did kedushin without making a shidduch, meaning without the intention of moving this along with being planned out for a marriage. That's also inappropriate just to give kedushin. Oh, you're my wife. Hey, give her a ring, and you just saw her without the intention of marriage. They would give lashes for that. Uman de mevatel gita, which that case is, for example, if someone sends a get to his wife. Now, he ends up running after the messenger and he says, look, the get that I gave to you to give to my wife to divorce her, it's batel. I'm nullifying it. It's not going to work. Now, the problem is that maybe people are not going to know that he got to the messenger before the messenger got to give it to his wife. And maybe the messenger is not going to care what the husband had told him. And he's going to give it to him even after it was nullified. And then the woman's going to get married with it, which is a real halachic problem because essentially, the husband has the rights to nullify it, and it's not a get, and she's going to go ahead and get married and create mamzerim and be in an illicit relationship, and therefore, they would give malkas to someone that was mevatel get because of the problems that could come out from that. Another case that Rav would give malkas was, uman demasim meidah agita. If someone would make a proclamation against the get that he gave, in other words, what's called a get me'usa, something that it was a forced get, which Besen has the right to create a situation where a husband has to give a get, where if the husband says, oh, I didn't want to give it, they forced me, which will then create a laws. It's going to make some type of rumors about this woman's children to say, wait a second, she got married to someone else, and those children are illegitimate because the husband said he was forced to give the get, although halachically it is a valid get, but because of the rumors that it's going to cause about his children, that's why Rav would give malchus. Another case was uman de poker shlich de rabbanon. Someone that acted with hefkeris, a type of a chutzpah of disregard for the messenger of Bezin, where, for example, if the messenger of Bezin would come by the order of the courts to say that they're bringing you to court, and he would get up and slap the messenger, and that's showing disregard for the messenger of Bezin, so Rav would give lashes to such a person. Uman deshohi shamta drabonon aleh tlas nemen. And for somebody that maintained a rabbinic ban on him being excommunicated for 30 days. And he didn't even come to court. He didn't even care to say, please undo this. I'll try to make amends. He didn't even care. If after 30 days he's still in this ban and he didn't come, so Rav would make sure he would get lashes. And finally, regarding a son-in-law that would live in his father-in-law, his mother-in-law's house. Now, the reason for why he would give malchus to such a person is because maybe it would be a stumbling block. Because generally, as the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, a mother-in-law loves her son-in-law. As the Gemara says over there, that a husband should be careful about his wife regarding their first son-in-law, because she has a lot of love for her first son-in-law. And because of that, she should be careful. And that's why if the son-in-law was living in the mother-in-law's house, he would give lashes because it's inappropriate because of certain things that could come about. Now, actually, Tosfos brings that we rely on the Nahardoyans, whereas the Gemara was shortly quote, they hold actually that Rav would not give lashes to any of these types of cases, only regarding someone that did kedushin with cohabitation with Bia. And the reason why we are noig like the Nardians is because since this is a rabbinic halacha, it's just makas maridus, the halacha is always we go achar hamekel, after the more lenient interpretation, and therefore it is that son-in-laws do live with their in-laws, and it's halachically appropriate. Now, but one thing the Gemara asked regarding that last case that was quoted as Rav giving lashes to makas maridus was regarding a son-in-law that lives in his father-in-law's house. But the question is, didar in, that's only if he lives there, but the chalaf lay, but if he just passes by, meaning he comes in and out, then that's not a problem. But vahu the chalaf above the bechamui, but there was a certain son-in-law that passed by the entryway of his father-in-law's house. V'nagde Rav Shesh gave him lashes just for passing through. So I think Gemara says, who made them have a doy mechamse? That's a different situation because that was talking about somebody that there was already rumors, suspicions about the son-in-law with his mother-in-law, and that's why just for passing by, gave him lashes. But generally, it just means to living over there, according to this first version, that Rav would give lashes to him. Now, however, as we said before, Nardoy Amri, they said, actually, Bekulu le-manged Rav. All these cases we mentioned, Rav would not give lashes. Ela le-mekadesh bebiu u-beloy sheduchi. Only if someone had a compound of he was mekadesh a woman, he would make kedushin with cohabitation, without sheduchim, meaning without the intention of getting married. So he said, yeah, I can have cohabitation with this woman. It's kedushin. Yeah, fine, no problem. But there's no intention to get married, and he's doing kedushin with bia. For such a person, that's a pirtza, that's something that's very inappropriate, he would give lashes to. Rabbi Yigidami, there's those that would say that afila b'shiduchei nami. No, that even if someone made shiduchim, it was a shidduch, they dated, they decided they're getting engaged, which is not the halachic engagement. This is a shidduch, they want to get married. And then for kedushin, he says he can do it with bia. Even for that, Rabbi would give lashes, mishum pritzus. So again, it's a pritzus. It's inappropriate. Kedushin is one step that's done. Commonly, the minig is with a ring. And then there's chuppah and there's many different things. And then one moves along into bia, but to go straight for kedushin with that, he would give lashes for. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the topic of our Mishnah, which there were four variables that we mentioned in all these different calculations about Maimer, Get, Yibam, and Chalitza, and about if one does one, and then does one of the other ones to that one, to a different Yavam, a different Yavam. Now the Gemara explains, quoting a Braisa, exactly what are these new components of Maimer and Get, which are not the biblical components that we find by Yavama, which we only find Bia, which is Yibam, and Chalitza. So tell me, we learned the Braisa, Ketzad Maimer. What is the halachic classification of a Maimer? So that the Braisa says, Nasan la kesef v'shava kesef, if he gives her money or something worth money, which has monetary value, and he says, Bim Kudish to me with this Maimer Yavaman. Now, as Rashi explains, although he's giving her something, it's not actually a full-fledged biblical kedushin. And the reason is, because kedushin is not toifis. You can't have a kedushin. You cannot be mekadesh your brother's wife, an eishes ach. That's an erva mederaisa. Now, the Torah makes a unique exception by eishes ach, that when he dies without any children, the Torah says you can go ahead and do yibam and have a relationship. But the Torah didn't permit her like a regular woman. Rather, as based as the order of that, the Torah tells it to you, which the Torah only writes bia. It doesn't write kedushin. So rather, this is a rabbinic halacha that says that we could do a maimer, again, which looks exactly like a regular kedushin, but it's not the same biblical kedushin. It's rather a rabbinic maimer that's a kedushin for the halachas of Yibam. Now that the Braisa continues, ubishtar, now if you're being mekadesh the Yavama with a document, ketzad, what do you write in it? Which the Gemara asks on that. Shtar Ketzad, are you really asking how would you be Mekadosh with a Maimer for Yavama through a document? What do you mean? You just said that if you're Mekadosh, there's three different ways of being Mekadosh. Now you said regarding one of the ways that you do it with money, which is exactly like you do with other women. So obviously you hear that the format that we use for Yavama, for her rabbinic kedushin, is the same as a regular woman. So Shtar document would be the same Shtar Erisin that we use by every regular woman that we have by the chasna. So what would be the question that the Bryce is asking? So as the Gemara says, Kedamaran, it's like we learned Masechtas Kedushin. We know what's done by a regular woman. The Bryce, that we say in Kedushin, Kasav la'ala niyar ala cheres, if you write for the woman on a piece of paper or on a piece of earthenware, that afa pishem b'shav brudah, that's even if it's not worth money, because you're not going with the kenyan of kesef, you're going with a shtar, so the document doesn't have to be worth even a brudah. You're right, harayat mekudeshishly, that you should be mekudesh to me, you should be sanctified, and that's kedushin. So what's the question of the brisa? So then Abaye explains that the ton of the brisa is not going when he asks, what do you do with shtar on the shtar of maimer? Because that, you're right, as you said before, as the Gemara was asking, that would be like a regular shtar erison, like we do for the kesef of erison. But rather, what the Braisa was asking was, shtar kesubas yavmin ketzad. How do you write the document of the kesuba? That's not the same thing as a shtar erison, which is the document that's made to make the kedushin. Rather, it's a kesuba, which are the what the husband's responsibilities will be for the wife. How does a yavam write that kesuba? And that is what the Braisa says. Kasabla, he writes, Ano, me, the Yavam, Pliny by Pliny, so and so, the son of son and so, Kabilis yas Plinis Yavimtiola, I accept upon myself that woman, the Yavama, on me, Lazun, Ulafarnas, a Kuro, to sustain her and to support her appropriately, Ubavach, the Ksubasa al Nixi by Laharishan, as long as the responsibility of the monetary payment of the Ksuba will be on her first husband, that his brother that died without any children, but not on the Yavam. Now, what's the reason for that? That's as the Gemara said in the Aflam Tesmad Alev, is because he didn't choose to marry this woman. Heaven dictated he should marry this woman, so he doesn't have to take monetary responsibility. Rather, it's his brother's estate who died without any children that has to pay for her ksuba. However, the Gemara does explain, if the first husband's estate does not have enough money for the ksuba, then tekinu l'rabbanan misheni, then the Rabbanan did institute that she should have a ksuba from the second one, from the yavam, kadesh le'te kala b'enav le'tzi, that it shouldn't be an easy thing for him to get rid of her because there's a monetary dispute over here and you have to pay up the ksuba, which is the purpose of the ksuba, and that's why in such a case he would have to write his own ksuba. Now, continuing on the theme of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings the Boyimini Abayim Rabba. Abayim asks from Rabba the following question. If Nosan, if the Yavam gives Lo to the Yavama, a get, Va'amar, he gives her a get, and he tells her, Hared Mugureshes Hemeni, you are divorced from me, but Vi'iat Mutares L'chol Adam, you're not permitted to everybody else in the world. The question is, Mahu, what's the halacha in regards to invalidating her for him, for himself, and for his brothers, for them no more to be able to do Yibum, with this get, in other words, that this should create the prohibition of Lo Yivna, which we have explained in the previous Dafim, that once a get is given, although biblically that you're not really doing anything, but rabbinically you're already rejecting her as a Yavama, of rejecting the relationship because you're divorcing her, so therefore that already is included on some level in Lo Yivna. Once you started not building, you cannot build anymore, you can't change your mind. So the question is, would this type of a get work to reject and make Lo Yivna that no one could do Yibim anymore or not? As the Gemara explains, get Yivama d'Rabbanu, as we just said, the get up to a Yivama is only rabbinic halacha. Now, therefore, the question is, get the Mahani be'eshes ish, do we say that only a get that we're modeling after, which would work by a married woman, which is that's where the halacha of get applies to, that would be Mahani be'yivama, only such a get would work by Yivama. However, get to Mahani be'eshes ish, a get that does not work by a married woman, which such a get does not work by a married woman to permit her to marry other people. What type of a get is that? A get is that you're no more married to me, you can marry other people. If you say you're not married to me, but you're not married to other people, that's not a get. And therefore, Mahani be'yivama, it would not work, it would not have any effect by Yivama, and since it wouldn't be a gerishin, it would not create Lo Yivna, and hence, of course, they could still go ahead and do Yibum. Or maybe, there's another concern over here, that it would get confused with a full-fledged get, and if we allowed them to do Yibum after this invalid get was given, then they might end up doing Yibum one time after a full-fledged get, which would be a problem with Lo Yivna, and therefore, it should invalidate from Yibum, even in this not regular, useful get. So that Omalei, so Rabbi responded to Abai. He says, you're right, like the second latter option, we're concerned that one might come to confuse this with a full-fledged get, and then you might come to do Yibim Acha get, which would be a problem of Yibim. And therefore, even in this invalid get, which you're saying, you're divorced from me, but you're not permitted to anyone else, would also invalidate them from doing Yibim anymore. To which Maskvala Rabbi Barachanon, he asked on this answer of Rabbi, says El Miat, if that's the case, so take it one step further. Yavla near Baalma, if let's say the Yavam gives the Yavama a piece of paper, and he says, this, I'm divorcing you, and there's nothing, it's a blank piece of paper. So Achanami the Pasla, are you going to say that that would invalidate the brothers from doing Yibim? What did you do? Nothing happened, but according to you, people might come to confuse. They see the Yavam giving a piece of paper, and as if like he's divorcing her like that, maybe his body language, and people might say, oh, they saw they did Yibim afterwards. So why is it any different than that totally ineffective get, which is that you're divorced from me, but you're still not permitted to other people, that should be a problem. So Amalei, so that they responded that, no, there's a difference between the two. Hasam, by a blank piece of paper, it has totally no validity. Because loy pasal b'kahuna, it would not invalidate a woman from kahuna. Whereas Hacham, over here, by this case that Abai was asking from Rabbah, that's different because it has some halachic validity. As we find kapasal b'kahuna, it actually invalidates in regard to the area of kahuna. In other words, a kohen that gives such a get to his wife actually makes her prohibited on himself. And that's why the Gemara's question, what Abai was asking from Rabbah, where Rabbah did say that maybe here it would invalidate rabbinically to pasal from Yibum, which Rabbah said, you're right, it could come to confuse because it does have some validity, although it's not a regular generic get. To time like in the Bryce, it says in the Pasuk in Yikra, it says, Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. It says that a woman that's divorced from her husband, the coin's not allowed to take. Now, the inference of the wording of the Pasuk makes it sound like, afil le nisgarsha el me'isha. Even if she's only divorced from her husband and still not permitted to everyone else, still lo yikachu. Still you cannot take such a woman. And actually, v'hainu reicha get shepesa b'guna, that's what's called just the scent of a get, which is not even the real get, that invalidates by kahuna, because there's some element over here of divorce, although it's not a regular divorce, which permits you to other people, but as the pasuk infers that she's just gerusha me'isha, and still a kohen can't marry her, which would then validate him from his own wife if he gave such a get. And that was why Rabbah answered that it would come to confuse with a full-fledged get, because this is somewhat of a get, and that's why you can't do yibam anymore. But the fact that you're asking with a blank piece of paper, that's nothing. That's just a joke that has no effectiveness, and therefore that would not be aslach lufay to make a concern to say that you wouldn't be able to go ahead and do yibam after giving a piece of paper. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about gittin, regarding different types and variations of giving a normal get. So the Gemara says, Amr Ram Bachama. He says, Hare Amru, they said in halacha, if Amr Echad Lavler, if someone tells to a scribe, he says, Kasav get la rasasi, I'm engaged right now. I want you to write a get for the woman that I'm engaged to. And you know why? Because when I get married, I'm going to get married to her, but then I'm going to divorce her. So on that, the halacha actually is harei get. It's actually a get. In other words, if after he consummates the relationship, he gives her this get, she's divorced. Now the reason for that is, they should be yad l'garsha, because right now, when it's being written, when he's engaged, it's in his realm to divorce her, because there is a condition that you have to divorce. Now, Rashi says, although it would seem to be a problem of what's called a get yashin, as the Gemara says in Masechta Gittin, that Basil hold that that's invalid, in which a get yashin literally means an old get, is any time you write a get and then you still have yichud, you're secluded with that woman, after it's written that's a problem. On that, the Gemara there says in Perek HaZerik that if you divorce with a get yashin, then leketchila, even initially, you could go ahead and use that to marry someone else, and therefore it is a get. So although it's inappropriate, it's a get yashin, but it would work, and therefore, now that it's written, since it's biyad de legarsha, it would work even when if he gives such a get after he gets married. Now, however, getin amid beis, but the halacha is uli isha ba'alma, but a regular woman that he's not engaged to, and he wants it written now before he even introduced himself to her, that when he gets married to divorce her with this, and that halacha is ain get, that's not a valid get. And they she'ain b'yada, because now when it's being written, it's not in his control, legarsha, to divorce her, because she's not fit for divorce yet, he didn't even say hi to her in the first place. So that wouldn't work. But if you're engaged, then even though you only want to use it after you're married, but since now you can use it on some level to at least divorce the Erison, it would work later on to divorce the Nisuan. Now that introduction is what the Gemara says is Bayi Rami Bachama. So Rami Bachama asked regarding the context of our sugya, Liyavimte Mao, what would the halacha be regarding a Yavama, where he wrote her this get before he consummated the relationship? And then when he cohabited, then he gives her the get. What's halacha? Can you divorce with such a get or not? As the Gemara explains the question, Kivan da Gida Bay, since he is bound to her, there is halacha of Zika, there is some type of a connectivity between the Yavama and the Yavama. So maybe Karasasa Damya, so she's like the woman that he's engaged to on some level. There's something here that you have to remove. And therefore, it would be a valid get to use after he consummates the relationship. Idilmo, maybe Kivindul Ovid, but Mimer Loy, or maybe since he didn't do Mimer makes like Erison. That's a higher level. But just the Zika itself is not a strong enough bond where a valid get can say that it's Biyodi Legarish now, because although rabbinically we say you can give a get, but biblically, regarding the halachas of Yibum, there's no element of get here. So maybe, therefore, to have a get written like that now, it would be considered like a Isha Ba'amo that is not Be'yot L'Kasha. Nothing. But just take it, let it stand. It's not clear how to define this Zika about if it's the element of Yod L'Kasha or not, to say that it's a valid get to use after he consummates the relationship of Yibum. Related to this discussion, the Gemara continues on this theme of Zika and Maimer, and how do we understand this in the element of get, of divorce. So Bar Rav Chanan, he asks as follows, Kasav get lezikasa v'loy lemamar. We said that the halacha of get is a rabbinic halacha, but it does have a halachic effect regarding between the Yavam and the Yavama. But the question was, if let's say he writes a get for his Zika and not for the Maimer, or lemamar v'loy lezikasa, or if he wrote her a get for the Maimer element only, and not for the Zika. And we're talking about where somebody had initially made a Maimer. So the question is, Mahu, what would the halacha be? Would she become possible to him based on this get? As we said, that a get rabbinically works to start the rejection process of Once you were Layivna, Shub Layivna, you can't take her anymore in Yibum. So the question is, here where you're doing a get only for, let's say, the Zika and not the Maimer, or the Maimer not the Zika, what would the Halacha be? So on that, the Gemara explains the question as follows. Is it that Maimer Ilo Vei Zika Karami? Is it that Maimer is a compound that goes and attaches itself onto Zika? In other words, when you make a Maimer, it's adding onto the Zika. And hence, a get would not work for one without the other. And since it's written in the get that you're only doing it for one of them, so essentially, b'havli k'magarish chatzi ish, it's like you're divorcing a half of a woman, and we know that magarish chatzi ish l'osav l'kum, divorcing a half of a woman is not doing anything, it's not a gerishin, and hence the yivama would still be permitted to him. Because the fact that you tried splicing this and saying, I'm giving the get only to the maimer, only to the zika, well, that's not relevant, that's not the whole woman. Because this connectivity that you have to her is this compound, and if you're taking one, it's like divorcing a half a woman. Or maybe the Gemara's question is, how do we define the relation between Maimer and Zika? Actually, they're independent. They work on their own rights. Zika is a biblical component. Maimer is your rabbinic choice of creating some type of an erusin between you and the Yavama. And they're independent. It would work. Now, what would the manifestation of it be regarding those two cases if it would work? So Rashi explains, in the case of, based on this option, if he wrote to get for the Zika and not for the Maimer, well then should be forbidden both on him and on his brothers, because once he removed the Zika, so then there's already Loyivna. But in the other case, if he wrote for his Maimer and not for the Zika, actually shall be forbidden to him, but be permitted to his brothers. Because what you did was, by giving the get just for the Maimer, that removed the Maimer that you made. So yes, for you it's already Layivna, but the original Zika still remains. So for the brothers, there's no Layivna that was Chal yet, because he only undid his old Maimer. And therefore, based on that option, it would be forbidden only for him and not for his brothers. Again, but if you went with the first option of what the Gemara's question is that either way, they would all be permitted, because it would be considered a Chatzi Isha. So that's the Gemara's question. On that, the Gemara responds to the question. What's the question? You could resolve this from Rava's halacha, where Rava tells us in regards to a case in Perek Dalet Achen by the Andaf Lamed Beis Amud Alf, which talks about the halacha of Zikis Beis Yavmin. When a woman has on her, interestingly enough, a Zika bond between the Yavams from two husbands that she was widowed from. What does that mean? So in the case of three brothers who were married to three unrelated women. Now, one of the three brothers died without any children. Now, the second brother went and made only a mimer in that yavama. Then he died. So that, the Gemara there says that Harelo Chaltzis, both of those co-wives, meaning we'll say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Reuben died without any children, and Shimon did a mimer, and then it's like that woman who he did mimer with has two zikas, because Shimon now is somewhat married to her, so there is a zika when he dies without any children, but there's still the zika of Reuben, because by Shimon doing just a mimer, it didn't fully consummate that she has zikas beis yavmin. So that's, as the Gemara there has a smachta from it from a pasuk, that's a rabbinic problem. So there you have to do chalitza, even for the co-wife, because she's a tzara of that rabbinic type of an erva. Now on that, Rava says, the Amar Rava, he says, but if nosn get l'mamorai, if let's say Shimon, who had given a mimer to this Yavama from Reuven, before he dies, he gives a get only for the mimer. He wants to undo. I want to undo the mimer that I did, but not for the Zika. And then he dies. So Rava said, actually, hutra tzarasa. Then the co-wife of that woman, who again, who fell from Reuven, and then who is now dying, being widowed from Shimon, the other wife, the original wife of Shimon, who's the tzara, is permitted to the other brother, Mini Talevi. And that because had he not given a get, his original wife would have been forbidden because she was a tzara of this other woman who has a zika of Beis Yavamin. Now, but one thing we see from Rava is, but giving the get does work. Obviously, he holds that they're independent components. From the fact that the get helps to permit the co-wife to the other brothers, meaning it just removes the mimer that he had done, and therefore, like, she goes back to Reuven, meaning there's no Zika from Shimon, and therefore there's no Zika Beis Yavmin. Now, so Rashi says, actually, the halacha would really be that his second wife, meaning the original wife of Reuven, would also be permitted to the other brother, because now that he's removing his mimer, which of course permits his wife, who's not the tzara of her anymore, but even the original one only has one Zika on her, because he removed his mimer, which makes it that it wasn't Zika's Beis Yavmin. But as the Gemara there explains, is that but it, that could get confused with a regular, because since he's doing a get tahar, it could be confused with a regular Yavama that has a full-fledged get done tahar, which if, let's say, if you have Zika before Maimer, or if you're doing the get for the Zika and the Maimer, which would make a full-fledged rejection, which would then not allow her to have Yibum done to Levi, because it was ready Shuvla Yivna. So because of that, we don't allow her, in this case, to be having have the Yibum done to her, but at least the second one is permitted. But one thing that we see from this, that the Gemara is asking on the Gemara's question, is that you see from Rava clearly that they're independent pieces, because you see that he could give a get just to the Maimer, and not to the Zika, thus allowing his original wife to have Yibum done by Levi. Now that the Gemara says, L'Rava Pshita Le, you're right. For Rava, that was something that was obvious to him. But Rav Chananya Mibayle, but this is Rav Chananya's question. And therefore the question is, my, what would the halacha be? In other words, if you brought me up to a Mishnah or a Braisa, that would verify it. The fact that another Amora took it for granted, that doesn't prove anything. If the Gemara says, take a let it stand, there's no clear reference to this that we know of in the Mishnah and the Braisa that would answer this question if they're independent pieces, and therefore we would be able to do a get just for one and not the other, and that would be the differences if you're doing for the Zika or the Maimer, or the Maimer not the Zika, or if they're compounds and therefore you can't do one and not the other, and if you are doing to one, it would have no halachic relevance because it would be like being Megarish, a Chatzi Isha. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah from the beginning of the Perek, that said, chalatz v'asam maimer, one of the compounds that it spoke about was if the first thing you did was chalitza, and then later on you did a maimer in that same yavama, we're talking about when there's only one yavama, then the Mishnah said, and there's nothing that, there's in klamach chalitza, nothing will have effectiveness after chalitza, and you don't have to do a get for that maimer, nothing happens with it. Now, that Amr B'Hudim Arab, he says, zu, the Tana of our Mishnah, and this is specifically going back on the case of that we're quoting of, when you first do a chalitza in Yavama, and then you later on do a maimer, we were saying that there's no halachic relevance. The maimer is not toifis. It's not considered a rabbinic kedushin to then require, let's say, giving a get to that or having some type of effect. That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. That goes, I mean, in the time of our Mishnah, it's like Rabbi Akiva. And the reason is because the Amr, he says, ain't kedushin toifis mechiv alavim. His halacha, that which is mentioned many times, is that kedushin cannot have an effect on something that is a negative prohibition. Which that's the case that we're talking about. Once you do chalitza, the woman already becomes a negative prohibition of marrying the chalutza, which is shuvla yivna. So therefore, she's a chiv alav. So the maimer doing afterwards to her is kedushin. Kedushin cannot be tayf, it's a chiv alav. Avol chachama aymerim, but Rabbi Yehuda says that the chachamim argue and they hold yesh achar chalitza klum. Something could have effect. If you give a maimer after the chalitza, chacham hold that you would, let's say, have to give a get to that maimer because kedushin is tayf, according to them, in chiv alav. It might not be taifas in chiv krisis or chiv Mrs. Bezdin, but a chiv alav, just a negative prohibition, condition would be taifas and therefore yesh achach leitziklum. Now, that the Gemara asks, umi mitzisa mukmis la kareb akiva, is Rabbi Yehuda really correct? Can we say the Tana of a Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva? But Vagtani Reish, we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, it said one of the cases was, ibnasin get vasa maimer. If you first gave a get to the Yavama and then you made a maimer, so the Mishnah says, since get is not a total rejection, so there still leaves some zika there. So, tzricha get v'chalitza. You're going to still require chalitza because a get doesn't totally reject. You're going to have to finish off that rejection with a chalitza, but you're also going to have to do a get for the maimer, which did take effect after the original get. Now, v'ira b'kiva, if the time of Mishlach b'kiva, b'kiva the yavlo get, once he gave her a get, mimahani b'maimer, according to b'kiva's opinion, would maimer have effectiveness to say that, let's say, you need to do a get to undo that maimer? But the time in the Brice, Rabbi Kiva Aimer says, how do you know, regarding a Yavim that gives a get to his Yavama, that's forever forbidden to him? Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Devarim, it says, that it cannot be, and this is talking about the context of a different area of halacha, it's talking about that the original husband who had sent her away cannot go back, as the pasuk there continues, lashuv lekachta lias leliyisha, to go back to take her as a wife. After she already had gone and married someone else, which this is the issa of machzigur shasai, which is if someone divorces his wife and she marries someone else in the interim, he can't then go back and achar hashatama and go take her back. Now, however, Rabbi Kiva's deek of the pasuk is achar shiluach, that a woman is forbidden just after you sent her away. In other words, from the fact that it seems to be extra words in the pasuk of Asher Shulcha, that which he sent away. I mean, the pasuk is already saying that Lo Yuchel Baila Rishon, we're going to, for original husband, cannot take her back. Obviously, you sent her away. So on that, Rabbi Kiva infers that there is a husband, there is a person that's forbidden to take back a woman after he just sent her away, even if he wasn't even originally married to her. Now, who would that be? That's the Yavama, where just by sending her away, meaning by giving her a get, when she was never even his wife in the first place, but just to sending away makes her forbidden. Now, so then the Gemara's question is, one step becomes a negative prohibition, as we're seeing that it says, lo yuchel, he can't go ahead and take her back. So how could it be, if you're saying you're b'kivut a town of a mishnah, to have a get, and then the maimer taking effect after that? Again, maimer is kedushin. The get, as we see from b'kiva, makes her a negative prohibition, which is included in the parasha of Machzor Gerushasai, and according to B'Kiva, Kedushin, Maimer, is not Taifas or Chiv Alavin, which is what Get does to the Yavama. So that the Gemara answers, Amar Avashi says, Get Yavme Midrabana. No. The halacha of a Get by Yavama is a rabbinic halacha, and therefore, of course, Maimer could be Taifas. Kedushin will be Taifas because she's not even a Chiv Alavin. She's not even a biblical negative prohibition. It's just a rabbinic halacha. So rabbinic halacha cannot prevent a rabbinic Kedushin, the halacha of Maimer, or any Kedushin, being Taifas in the Yavama. But for cross, although it seems like Rabbi Kiva is quoting a pasuk, that's just an allusion we find for that in the Torah, but doesn't make it biblical, and therefore the Maimer will still have some Zika left over from this rabbinic get to be typhus, and therefore Kedushin will be typhus even according to Rabbi Kiva, and therefore we could still say the Tanav HaMish like Rabbi Kiva. As the Gemara says, Tanav HaMish actually learned no Braisa like Rabbi Yehuda, which illustrates this, that the Tanav HaMishnah, which holds Einach HaChalitza Klum, is like Rabbi Kiva. As we see, Amar Rabbi says, "Ein hadvarm halalu amurim." We didn't say this in our Mishnah that ein achach chalitza klum. Ella the Rebbe Kiva only according to the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. Shaya is a chalutza kerva, because he equated a chalutza like an erva. In other words, he considers a negative prohibition, which is what a chalutza is, that shuv layivna, you can't build anymore once you started rejecting that, like an erva, meaning just like the chachamim who. Whatever you consider a full-fledged erva, condition cannot be taifas, he considered that even by chalutza. So of course, in a chalitza klum, you can't have bia or maimer after chalitza because condition won't be taifas. Al chachamim, but Rebbe says chachamim, they would argue, they hold yesh a chalitza klum, there is something after chalitza because condition could be taifas in chayib alavin, which is all what chalitza makes. Now that the Braisa adds, va'ani oimer, Rebbe says, but I say, imasai, and he comes to qualify this halacha. In other words, even though I'm telling you that our Mishnah says one halacha, but that's only according to Rebbe Kiva. The Chachamim would be arguing, and they hold Yeshach HaChalitza Klum, that Kedushin would be Taifas, but he says it's only in specific case. That's Bezman Shekitcha L'Shem Ishes. That's only if the Kedushin, which let's say you did Chalitza, and then you're coming to do Kedushin afterwards, if only if you're coming to do a regular, generic Kedushin, which is what one does normally with a regular woman, not the Maimah of Yevamin, because you're right, Kedushin is Taifas in Chiv Alavin. But if, let's say, the Kedushin was done with the intention of the Maimer type of Kedushin, which is done with a Yavama, that's not going to be Kedushin. And the reason is because there's no more element of Yibam over here. Because once you gave a Chalitza, or you gave a Get, there's already a Layivna. Hence, essentially, the Kedushin that you'd be thinking that you're doing with Maimer would be mistaken. It would be a kedusha of tais. It would be a mistaken kedushin, which wouldn't have halachic significance. And there, we would say, actually, einach achlitza klum. There wouldn't be any chalitza. As Gemara elaborates on this by quoting another braisa. Tani dechulin, another braisa. Hachalitz li vimte. If someone does chalitza tiz yavama, b'chaz of a kitcha, and then he went and then he did kedushin, which is essentially the case that we're discussing. You did chalitza and then you did maimer afterwards. So Rabbi Omer, he says as follows. If this post-chalitza kedushin was for the intention of regular womanhood, meaning nothing to do with the yavama, I want to do kedushin, I'm giving you a ring, harayat mekudeshes li, you go ahead and you do the regular thing you do with a regular woman, and that's your intention. So then, that's where Rebbe says, tzricha menu get. That is like the Chacham said, that you're going to require a get for that kedushin, because yesh achachalitza klum, although she's a chiv alavin, but not like Rebbe Kiva, kedushin is typhus. But l'shem yavmus, if you're doing it with the intention of it being, oh, I know with a yavama, I can go ahead and do maimer, which is a kedushin that works for yavama, nothing to do with the halacha of a regular woman. And you're going based on that. On that, Rebbe says, ain't tzricha men a get. So you don't need to have a get, as we just explained, because there's no more element of Yibam over here. You already did Chalitza, poof, it's gone already. So if you're working with the element of Maimer, although it looks the same as regular Kedushin, but it's a different format of Kedushin, and therefore that won't have any halachic relevance, and therefore you don't need to get. But Vachamayrim, they argue and they hold no. Bein Shekitchel Shem Ishes, whether the Kedushin is for regular type of Kedushin, or Bein Shekitchel Shem Yavmas, even if you're doing it with the intention of Yibum, Tzrichem and a Get, it still requires a Get, because ultimately you're doing something that's halachically significant, because Kedushin is Typhus after Chalitza, because it's Typhus B'chiv Olavin. Now that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef says, my time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe that he differentiates between these two types of Kedushin? If it's Kedushin, it's Kedushin. It's Tefes B'chiv Alavim. What's the difference? What your intention was? So the Gemara has six different approaches how to explain this opinion of Rebbe. The first one being Rav Yosef. He says, Asua Ka'eder, that the Rebbe equated such a case to someone that's digging B'nichsi Hager. If let's say you're digging in the property, the estate of a convert, Ukasavah Shalayhen, thinking that it's his own field. In other words, if let's say the field, the yard of the ger was right next door to his yard. Now, the convert dies and he doesn't have any relatives because he's a new Jew. And the halacha is that whoever goes ahead and makes a chazakah, does some type of activity with his properties, you get to acquire it just with that. So this guy who's digging now in the yard of the convert, who thinks it's his own yard, he doesn't realize it's a ger's, so therefore he didn't have any intention to acquire his nechasim, although digging would acquire it. So there, the halach is delay kani, where the person would not acquire it because his intention is not to acquire it. He thinks he's digging in his own yard. Now that's what Rabbi Yosef says, that essentially that's what Rebbe would hold is the same thing in this case too, where this person's intention was that the kedushin of a yavama should be typhus, because that's what he thinks. He's doing a maimer. Now, what that means is that his whole understanding was that he's using his brother's zika that's coming his way, that then, oh, that zika, I'm going to take it a step further with maimer, I'm not ready yet, and then I'll consummate with yibam. Now, but that was already removed. There's no such an element. And therefore, it's just like when you are doing an activity, which, yes, that activity should work for you, which is what kedushin should be typhus nechiv alavin, but your perception is that it's, you're doing something totally different. I mean, you think you're digging in your own yard. You think you're working with Mimer, but Mimer can't work. And therefore, although you're doing something that should be typhus, but since you thinking you're doing something else, it halachically will not work, just like you think you're digging in your own yard will not work, although you're really digging in his yard, and that should acquire for you his estate. Now, on that, Abai asked Rav Yosef, he says, Mi Dami, is that really comparable, what you're comparing Rebbe's case to? Hasam, there by the case of the digging, the guy is just gardening in his yard. He has no intention to acquire anything because he thinks he's just digging in his own backyard. Hachov, but over here by the case of the Yavama, k'machaven lemikne, whatever the situation is, he might not be a poisik. He doesn't know the halacha, but his intention is to acquire her and to create a relationship with her. Now, therefore, Abaye continues and asks, he says, and therefore, holy damyi, it's not comparable. Ella, rather, if you would compare it to that area halacha that you are, is lo'idu b'nichse gerze, if someone's digging in one convert's property. Ukesavashal ger achreni, he thinks it's some other ger's property. But it doesn't make a difference. His intention was, I'm digging. I know he has no relatives, no inheritors. I'm going to get it by digging. Where there the halacha is the kani, that there he would acquire it, because ultimately your intention is to acquire, although you got your ger mixed up. And therefore, what Abai is saying to Rav Yosef is here also. Here his intention is to acquire this Yavama that, yes, he thinks it's coming through the medium of his brother, meaning through that Zika of Yibam. But it really, as we know, it's only coming from his own, meaning his own Kedushin would work, not the Maimer doubling up on the Zika of the Yavam. But ultimately, either way, his intention is to make a Kenyan in the woman, and therefore the Kani, where that would be a Kenyan, and therefore Abaye doesn't like Rav Yosef's interpretation, because based on his comparison, Rebbe's halacha should not be that it's not Kenyan. It should be Kedushin Tevis. So Ella Amar Abaye, rather Abaye says a second interpretation in Rebbe's opinion. Says the difference is because Hachmai is what we're talking about over here. It's going to Amar Allah, he's kachli b'maimer yavman. He says explicitly, I want you to be mekudesh to me with a maimer of Yibam. Where Rebbe Sav, Rebbe holds as follows, and this was the discussion we had on top of the Amid. Maimer that the Rabbanan instituted for every Yavam, you know how it works? Ilavei Zika Karami. It's a compound on top of the original Zika. Therefore, it's only when there's zika that then Maimer can then double up on that, and because Maimer is compounding. And now here you can't say that because of Asoy Chalitza of Kosel Zika, here where Chalitza was first done. And now you want to go do Maimer on what? Maimer only works on top of, because again, Maimer is a rabbinic kedushin. It's not a biblical kedushin. Shouldn't work for Yavama. But they say there's zika, you can then add on coding to that, add on levels by doing Maimer. But here where you're explicitly coming to work with that, you're saying, I want to only do a Maimer of Yavaman, well, that can't work because Maimer only works on top of Zika and you already moved it with Chalitza. But Rabban Sabri, they hold, like the other side of the coin that we had said, they hold that each one is independent and that a Zika never works for Maimer. And therefore, here it's like it always was. Just like Mi'kara, Ilu Amar Allah, His Kachali, but Maimer Yavaman, just like originally. That's it before doing chalitza. If he would say to the Yavama, I want you to be mekudesh to me with a Maimer Yavman, Mila Mahani, wouldn't it work and that he would acquire her, even though Zika is not assisting the Maimer, as we said, because they're independent components? So Hashanamani, here it also works. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you did chalitza and that removed the Zika, because Maimer always works independently of that. And therefore, the kedushin of Maimer would be typhus in the Chivalavan of the chalitza. The Gemara brings a third interpretation for Rebbe. Rav Amar, he says that no. Idam Allah b'maimer yavman, if it's like Abaye had said the case, that he says, I want to make the kedushin with you, although I just reject you with chalitza, with a maimer yavman, kula amalei pligid mahanya. Everyone would agree that it would work, as Abaye just explained in Rebbe, because they are independent components, and therefore it works independent of the zika, which was removed with the chalitza. But v'hach ma'eskin, and here where they're arguing, where Rebbe's differentiating it, is kagain to Amar Allah, Hiskachli bezikas yavman, where he says, not like Abaye, he says, b'maimer yavman, I want you to be mekudesh to me with the zika bond that there is inherent in every yibum. Where Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, and we continue on top of Nun Gimel Min Aleph, he holds of the principle of yesh zika. Now, what that means is that, generally, when a regular maimer would work, when you say in that type of terminology that I want to be mekudesh to you with the zikas of yavman, is because of that there's a significant thing called zika. Now, therefore, in this case, Vasoi Chalitza of Kosel Zika, but here, when you did Chalitza already and that removed the Zika, therefore you can't say that I want to be able to go based on the Zika's Yavman, because Chalitza already removed that. And Zika is usually a significant component that you would be basing it on. And therefore, now that it's not there anymore, so then the Maimer won't be significant. But Rabban and Savri, they hold Ein Zika. They hold, in general, there's no substance to Zika. There's a mitzvah of Yibum, but there's no bond that's really there between the Yavam and the Yavama. Now, and in spite of that, Mi'ikara ilo amar lo hizkash li bizikas Yavam, if originally, as the Rabbanu instituted Halacha Maimer, if someone would say, I want you, the Yavama, to be mekudesh to me with this bond that there is inherent in Yibum, Milo Mahani, wouldn't it work? In other words, it would be a Maimer, even though Zika has no relevance, because there's no such a thing as Zika in the sense of creating a strong bond that, as if there's already an inherent relationship. So therefore, Hashanah Mahani. And therefore, here also, the Rabbanah held that it should work. And that is, although that you're basing it on Zika, where, as Rav is explaining in Rebbe, that wouldn't work because the Zika is not here anymore, that's only because Rebbe holds Yesh Zika. And that is to say that there's something significant that you want to build on that. Now, if you take that away, so then it can't be there. But the Rabbanan would hold that even if you're saying that I wanted to work with Zika's Yavman, that never has any relevance. And even though it would still work if you said those type of words, and there are here also, even if you're saying it after Chalitza, where there's no more Zika, it still would work because Zika is never a significant factor anyway. So before removing the Zika or after removing it with Chalitza is essentially the same thing. And then the Rabban will hold, it doesn't make a difference whether if you're Kidjel Hashem Ishas or Kidjel Hashem Yavman, again, which we're defining it based on whether you're saying it in Maimer Yavman or even Zikas Yavman, the halacha would be that the Kedushin would be Typhus.